now. All right. What's the questions? Still recording, no worries.
In a minute.
Sorry, babe. Is this still recording? Is this the first time this has happened?
Yeah.
It's the first time.
On a bus, yeah.
Yeah.
I've been followed before near here, but not on a bus, onto a bus.
Okay. What time and where was this taken? Where was the location?
It was about 4 o'clock.
4 o'clock.
And it was near Highbury.
Near Highbury. Okay. What bus was this?
153.
How long did the bus take?
It was literally, I turned around and it was there.
So. Oh, you turned around and it was there. Cool. Did
the bus stop and it was there.
Okay. Did you report this? If not, then why?
No, because it wasn't anything physical. They don't do anything about
Sorry,
it.
Sorry, babe. I'm going to cry too. She's like, oh gosh.
She's like, this one's weird.
Yeah. Could it be... Okay, so you didn't report this?
No.
Okay. Great. With the information on where the man lived, he told you, he lived in number 23 and all that, couldn't you use that to report back again?
You could. So,
like the next day?
Yeah, you could, but it's the same as the previous question. No one would do anything because nothing physical happened.
Yeah.
So they would probably just give the man a warning and he would go out and do it again, so...
Very true. So how do you feel police should deal with these situations, or do you think? Like, these immediate situations, it's not like he's been doing it for a long time that you can trace him and he's been sending you letters or DNA and whatever, but...
I don't know how they... I think it's just a one-off.
Mm.
I don't know how they can deal with it.
Yeah.
Because if they could just give him a warning, it wouldn't mean anything. You could go out and do it again.
Yeah. But like you felt you were scared as well, like at that time. It was quite scary. I mean, it's creepy.
It was.
Yeah.
It was. He wouldn't leave me. It was down to someone else had to tell him to leave, and he still wouldn't leave.
Yeah.
And the bus driver could hear and wouldn't do anything either.
Swear down.
Yeah.
That is important information.
I was being quite loud, and so was this lady.
Yeah, it was a lady.
Yeah.
That told him to.
Yeah, the lady told him to fuck off, and he wouldn't leave, and I could. We've been that loud, the bus driver must have heard.
Yeah.
Because everyone else on the bus was looking.
Mm.
So.
Okay.
Maybe bus drivers should be trained
to, like, take on these certain situations like this. Perfect.
It's